here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 9th of July, 2010. It's the birthday of the blockbuster best-selling author Dean Koontz, born in Everett, Pennsylvania, 1945, grew up in an impoverished, drunken, violent home, went away to college, converted to Catholicism, he said, because it helped him make sense of the chaos of his childhood and to appreciate mysteries in life. He sold the first short story he ever wrote, then he got 75 rejections before he sold the next one. Now he's one of the most highly paid authors in the world, the sixth highest to be exact, tied for number six with John Grisham at $25 million per year. I'm sure you want to know about this, so I'll just tell you that the top five are J.K. Rowling, James Patterson, Stephen King, Tom Clancy, and Danielle Steele. Dean Koontz has written 11 hardcovers, more than a dozen paperbacks that have been number one New York Times bestsellers. He works 10 or 11 hours a day, 5 days a week. On good days, winds up with 5 or 6 pages of finished work. On bad days, maybe only a third of a page. Unlike many writers, Dean Koontz does not write a quick first draft and then come back to it later. He goes page by page, revising each page however long it takes, 20, 30 times, before he moves on to write the next one. He said, "I began this ceaseless polishing out of self-doubt as a way of preventing self-doubt from turning into writer's block by doing something with the unsatisfactory page. I wasn't just sitting there brooding about it." His novels often set in Newport Beach, California, often with references to intelligent Labrador retrievers, bougainvillea flowers, unethical scientists, references to T.S. Eliot and Alice in Wonderland. Dean Koontz, who said writing a novel is like making love, but it's also like having a tooth pulled, and sometimes it's like making love while having a tooth pulled. It's the birthday of the Queen of Romance, a woman who wrote more than 700 books, Barbara Cartland, born Birmingham, England, 1901, who said, "My plots are always similar, so I must vary the situations and have exciting and real backgrounds. This is the part that interests me most." And it's the birthday of the neurologist and writer Oliver Sacks, born London, 1933, who devoted his career to studying people with unusual neurological disorders and writing about them. His first book was Migraine in 1970. In 1985 came his best-selling book of essays, The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat, about various neurological disorders. And his most recent book, Musicophilia, about the sometimes bizarre connections between music and the brain. Here's a poem for today by Erica Jong entitled, "You Are There." You are there. You have always been there. Even when you thought you were climbing, you had already arrived. Even when you were breathing hard, you were at rest. Even then, it was clear you were there. Not in our nature to know what is journey and what arrival. Even if we knew, we would not admit. Even if we lived, we would think we were just germinating. To live is to be uncertain. Certainty comes at the end. You Are There, a poem by Erica Jong from her collection Love Comes First, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Margaret Bame. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.